I feel that companies are working so hard to make the pretzel experience better than what it is. And I don't think that they can live up to the hype, Samantha.
The pretzel, even with all the spice in the world, is still dry like the Sahara Desert.
So, right, you can make that package nice with a Ziploc attachment to it. You can make those spices jump and make them a little bit better. But at the end of the day, the pretzel experience still feels like I just washed my mouth out with sawdust.
Right, because even after licking off all the yummy spice, you're still left with a very dry stick.
It's like a hairball. Right? It's like I can't get my breath. I need the water. It's not an enjoyable snack. It really, right? It's masked as enjoy. It's not enjoyable.
It's like the song goes, it's a 3 dressed up as a 9.
8, exactly. Right? You can't make a pretzel any better than what it comes with. It presents bad and it stays bad. Dear
Sorry.
Pretzels, stop trying to live up to something you aren't.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha. Samantha, do you remember this song from being a kid? Sam, Sam, bo bam, banana, fana, fo fam,
yes.
Fee, mo mam, Sam. Did you like that song?
No.
We loved it. I loved that song. That was like just a fun. What was not to like about that, man?
Lisa, Bisa, Popisa, she's a little bobiba.
No. You don't even know the words.
She needs a snack and a
head. No. Go, 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 Lisa, banana, fana, fo fisa. Lisa, Lisa is the best. Go, Lisa. Like that. Right?
Oh, your words are way different than mine.
I'm sure they are, Samantha. I am sure they are.
Are we showing our immaturity again, Lisa?
Oh,
I think we're getting blamed for being immature again. Or not blamed. We're getting called out.
We're getting trolled on the
TikTok. Trolled on the TikTok.
I love being trolled on the TikTok secretly.
I do not.
I think it's kind of fun. Okay,
but
here's the thing.
They don't have enough to do. That's what I think.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? So when we did the TikTok on the cigarette butts, I got it. I pulled my big girl panties on and thought, I'm ready for this. I'm going there and I'm ready for whatever. Okay? Mm-hmm. Expect that, right? A little controversy. Not people aren't really happy about that. But a little bit surprised that people were kind of thinking maybe that I was a dumb because of my
Flintstone
one.
Yes, they did.
It's comedy, people. And then and then to quote one said troll, I said, it's tongue in cheek. Not very well executed, she said. I'm like, ooh, ouch.
Ouch.
Which I replied back with an ouch.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, well, whatever.
That's what you get for putting yourself out there. Lisa.
Guess what? They're not going to squash my spirit. Right?
We're
not going to squash
before,
my spirit.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Sorry. Okay. That's just not what you're going to do.
You know what is squashing my spirit, though?
Tell me.
The 5 million inches of snow that we have again.
What the hell is this all about?
God damn it, people. Sorry, I'm swearing early in the show, but seriously.
And it's accumulating. It's accumulating.
It is. If it does not leave within the next 2 to 3 days, I'm going to have serious issues.
Well, I don't think it's going to leave because I don't think it's going to be warm enough for it to leave.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And it's like, heavy and it's wet.
Ugh.
Right.
Whoa.
And you know what it did? You know what this weather has done to me? This weather made me wake up this morning 100 years old. I woke up with a stiff neck. My knees are creaky.
Yeah.
I feel I might have some arthritis going on.
You got the arthritis.
And all I thought was, I feel old today. All day today, I felt old.
Yeah.
I felt that my boots seemed too heavy. My pants seemed too tight. I felt a little fat today, too, to be honest. I don't know if that had anything to do with the weather, but whatever. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm lumping it all in, Samantha. I'm lumping it all into that.
Well, I blame the weather on the zit that's sitting on my face. And I'm like, really, really? 54? This is what I get. This is the troubles.
Right.
that I'm going to take on.
Did you eat
today?
Something that? Did you eat something that caused said zit to come visit?
No.
No, it just there it was.
There it was.
It's there like, she okay, be right. There mm-hmm. she be. There she be. Interesting. Hey,
this is very.
I haven't had a zit.
It.
I've been very lucky. I have not had a zit for a long time. But I get these things on the side of my mouth. Right, I get my things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell they are. I feel that God didn't make my mouth big enough. So when my mouth gets dry, I feel, and I open my mouth up too much when I talk, it causes the sides of my mouth to crack.
Yes.
And then I get my those. Right?
You get your those.
I get my those. I don't know what it's called. I just call them my those.
Maybe you need to go see your doctor, Lisa.
I don't know. I use a cream at night that I've been using. As Mike said, you've been using this cream for 6 years now. And I'm like, well, I don't want to waste a good tube of cream, right? Because there's lots in it. I'm sure it's expired and not working. But I don't know. There's just the woes. Just the woes, Samantha.
The woes. The woes that have, like, I think we've all of a sudden we were like, we're about to bloom. Spring, we're blooming.
Right,
Lisa
right.
wasn't wearing socks. It was all blooming and all that. And all of a sudden we're all like squashed down.
Squashed.
And we're like, you stay where you are.
Yeah. Right. And now it's kind of cold enough. It's not cold enough for the winter coat, but what it is it's cold enough for my spring coat that doesn't really zip up very easily to now need to be zipped. Right. So whereas last week I could have it undone and feel kind of sporty.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have it zipped up and I feel snug.
I know. Right. I get it, guys. Here we go again. We're complaining about winter. But you know what, guys? We are in the prairies. This is what we do. It's like considered a pastime here.
Yeah, this
seriously.
Is what we do.
It really
we bitch
is.
About the weather.
We bitch about the weather.
We bitch about the weather. Samantha, let's bitch about the weather.
We're bitching about the weather.
Those girls are just bitching about the weather again. Let's make that a TikTok.
But people who get winter like us, they totally understand.
Right, but I think everybody's got some shit ass weather
going
on, or they got floods, or they got like everybody's got their own shit, eh?
Mm-hmm. But you know what is going to be fun in a matter of maybe a week or so?
Okay, what?
Carol Burnett.
Oh.
90th birthday celebration is on TV, April 26th. Yes, people, I love Carol Burnett.
And
love
I
her.
Do too. I do too. Caroline Johnson, you had said on yesterday's Facebook that you hadn't seen any of her shows. You're going to want to tune into that.
You're going to want to Google it.
You're going to want to Google it. You're going to want. I love Carol Burnett so much.
She's so funny.
Remember,
so
we
funny.
Went and saw her. We went and
yes,
saw her.
Yes, we went to go see her.
Right?
Live.
It was an evening with Carol.
Yes.
And she just pretty much answered questions.
Yeah, it was delightful.
Yeah, because it was one of those, every now and then, you know my theory, right? It's like going to see Cher, right? Every now and then, you have to do those things that are like once in a lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're never ever going to see another Carol Burnett in our lifetime. So we went and saw her, and it was like so, so cool.
So cool.
So cool. You know what else is really cool? Finally, I've turned, my fat face has turned the corner, Samantha, and my fat face is being recognized again as I lay on my back. Because remember I was struggling?
Uh-huh, you were struggling.
Remember I couldn't, yeah. I had to keep putting in my passcode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened to my face? Okay, probably the winter weight, right? Probably the winter weight threw the picture off. It is back. I can lie on my back, hold my phone up at my face, and it recognizes it.
Oh, so did your face get thinner or did it just find your phone gave up and said, fine, I'm going to deal with you fat?
It might have just said, fuck
it. Did your phone
right?
decide, I'm just going to deal with you fat.
Just going to deal with you fat, right? Just going to deal with you fat, right? And my phone probably was like, you know what, girl, you tried and you try and you try. Every Monday you try till Friday and then you break all the rules. All your hard work doesn't pay off. Let's just let your fat face access your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I was pretty, but that's big news because that was... I was like feeling very shunned.
You were pretty devastated when your phone decided to not recognize you anymore.
Right? Like it recognized me sitting up, but laying down, I'm like, whoa, the fat has shifted and it's not good. Now my phone doesn't even want to look at me. Right? It's not, right? These are the things, I guess this must be aging, right? This must be aging 101, I guess.
Everything drops, right?
Oh, God. Okay. So I had a traumatizing morning on Tuesday. Some serious shit went down at my place, man. This is traumatizing. Okay. So I got up to have a shower, opened up the bathroom door. Something fucking scurried. Something scurried and it scurried fast.
Where did it scurry to?
Well, I thought it might have scurried into my room or into the spare room, but it scurried. And friends of the podcast, not like scurried like a bug. Didn't scurry like a bug, I'll let you know. It scurried bigger than a bug. It scurried like a baby mouse.
Oh, gross.
And a funny thing, in the middle of the night, I got up to go to the washroom and I turned on the bathroom light and I thought I saw something move. But you know how your eyes haven't really like adjusted. So you're just like, whatever. But then when I went in to have a shower and it scurried, I was like, mouse. So, okay, you know what? Here's my issue. Oh, dear fake shit. Cat Maggie, what the fuck have you been doing? I tell you, I'm like... Yeah. Contemplating whether or not Maggie needs to go to a new home.
Yeah. You know, if only fake cat Maggie was real.
The one time we needed fake cat Maggie to do her job and she did not do her job.
She did not do her job. Right? How the hell? Oh my God.
They find a way, right? They find a way.
Ugh.
They come in through the wall. So thank God Mike Gibson, he found it. He killed it when I was at work.
Oh, the pigeon killer killed a mouse.
He's
expanding his talents.
So I do feel he could kill. He could kill, right? Don't get me wrong. Like the trap did most of the work, but and I don't want to know how it all went down.
Oh,
but,
gross.
But yeah, we had a mouse.
Okay.
I felt violated.
Yes.
He wasn't invited. Nor was he wanted.
No, he was an unwanted guest.
And then after Mike told me that he found him, and Mike said he found him in the bathroom because I guess he was looking for water because he was thirsty.
Oh.
Then I felt bad and I said to my boss, I said, I feel bad about this now because like we could have just put out a little bowl of water and sent him on his merry way if we thought he was going to behave properly.
No,
instead, we had to take his life.
Yeah.
We had to snuff it out and then, but he wasn't invited, right? He was an intruder.
Yes, he was.
If I lived in the States, I would have probably shot him with like an assault rifle, right? Sorry, America. Had to do it. I had to.
That's a bad reference, Lisa.
Don't, or at me. I don't care. But you know what I'm saying, right? Because everything's bigger in America.
Yes. This is true.
Right?
So this wasn't like Mickey or Minnie Mouse that you killed. It was just like an offshoot
a baby mouse.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully the message when that mouse didn't show up to family supper, hopefully the word got out.
Yeah. If not, set out more traps, hey?
Right? Means more are coming.
Because the pigeon killer just got an upgrade.
Right? And then, but you know what caught? I guess they like the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh.
So Mike took a little bit of that. And then as a joke, what was he doing? What was that? I was randomly finding Reese's peanut butter bars hidden in corners. And I'm like, okay, now he's doing this for me. Because now I'm like, ooh, chocolate bar. Ooh, chocolate bar. Right? Because they were like in the package. And I'm like, you caught me. You caught me. But is that crazy? Oh,
okay. That's disgusting.
I feel I handled it better than you ever would have.
I probably would have screamed.
You wouldn't have done well with a mouse.
I would not have done well. I don't like rodents.
No.
But this is coming from someone who had to deal with a cockroach infectious building, even though I didn't have any.
You didn't have
I any. Had the after effects of what had to happen with that.
Yes.
So I just hope that this isn't an infestation for you because that won't
doesn't
be
seem like it. We saw no proof of him being around or had been like no droppings, no nothing. Right. So I think he just took a wrong turn. And scurried into the wrong apartment.
All it takes is one bad apple in your building, Lisa.
Well, and that is true too, right?
And so, all of a sudden shit starts to happen.
Samantha, can we just be positive, please? Can we just be positive about this?
You're fine. You have the pigeon slash mouse killer in your
He got him.
Pigeon killer.
Okay, so I have a new thing that I'm totally hooked on.
Uh-oh.
It's a food. Go figure.
Of course.
Microwavable rice.
Yeah. Okay.
You know about this stuff? Like 90 seconds in the microwave.
Yes.
Poof. And
where have you been? Where have you been?
Beautiful vegetable medley rice or garlic rice or Spanish fiesta rice.
Yes, Lisa.
I am loving rice, Samantha.
Because it's 90 seconds in the microwave.
Do you think that's the kicker? Do you think that's what it is? The convenience of it? You think it's more that than the food?
It totally is.
Nothing better than a supper that can be made in a minute and a half.
You are a little bit of a rice whore because every time we go to Earl's, anything you get has to have the rice that comes with the salmon.
I love rice. I'm not really a potato. I mean, I like fries, but I'm not really like a potato. Like, I don't want a mashed potato. I don't want the potatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not my, like, unless like this somebody served like a wonderful scallop potato, I can live without the potato side.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about broccolini. What the fuck is that?
Well, I've been eating it. It's actually not that bad.
That's what people say. And I'm like, okay, first off, can you tell me what the broccolini is?
It's lean because it's long and it's skinny. So it's, that's maybe the lean part of the broccolini.
As opposed to broccoli.
Broccoli. This is right? Lean. So it's longer, has a stem, still looks like a tree, just a long tree.
Does it taste like broccoli?
Of course it tastes like broccoli.
Because it looks like it's dark green asparagus.
No, it's not. It's a tree. It's pass. A broccoli tree.
Pass. But like, do you like rice like that?
I like rice. Yeah. I eat rice all the time.
Yeah. I like rice better than a pasta.
I don't buy rice you have to cook in a pot. I buy the rice that is nuked in 90 seconds.
You're doing the microwavable rice too?
Of course, because it's quick.
Yeah. Do you like it better than pasta?
No. I like pasta.
Pasta.
Went here last week.
I feel we're not done. I feel we're not done here yet.
No, I think we are. I say pasta. You say,
I say pasta.
You're like, you're from Joey. I'm going to say some
I'm
pasta.
I'm from Ontario. I say pasta.
No, pasta.
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 Do you say data or data?
Data.
Data. Caramel data. Or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel. There's more. I can't recall
tomato,
them right now.
Tomato, potato, right? Potato.
There's so many of them, right? There's so many. But anyways, that's all I'm just saying. I seem to love a good rice. I love a good rice.
Because you're a little bit hoary when it comes to the rice, Lisa.
I can't get enough rice. Can't get enough.
Can't get enough. Can't get enough.
Can't get enough of it.
You know what I can't get enough of?
Tell me.
Rye.
Oh, he's gone.
I miss Rye.
He is gone, Samantha. It's time to move on. The guard has changed.
I know, and I hate it.
You can't say you hate it.
No, I watched the
it's 3 days in.
No, because I taped the last show that he was on, and it was so heartfelt, and he's just so joyful, and I really, really enjoy him. And yes. I'm having a hard time transitioning. It's too much change. It happened too quickly. It was Friday, there was Ryan. The Monday, it was Mark. And I like Mark Consuelos. He's lovely. He's a lovely person. But them together, it's not enough for me.
So first off, I'm not going to let us judge totally yet. It's day three. And I feel you haven't had a chance to watch day three yet.
Oh.
So I feel you've seen day one and two. Uh-huh. However, I agree with what you're saying about Rai because I never ever watched the show until COVID hit. And what I loved about the show was their friendship and their personalities, right? So I always watched the show, but I only usually just watched it to the phone call because then it wasn't just about the two of them anymore.
Right.
Right? Unless it was a good guest, right? Mm-hmm. But I loved them and I too am feeling some separation anxiety and some awkwardness, right? Trying to get to know Mark and You know, we have to, 2 days is not enough. We don't know somebody in 2 days, Samantha.
You know what it is? I think he's so, he might be a little bit nervous, even though he's been on the show multitudes of times. And the thing is that they can't be a one note wonder. Like they can't just talk about their married life.
Right.
That's the beauty of Ryan is he came with all these different like parts about him that he brought to the conversation. Right.
Like his love of food, how he needs to go to bed at 6 p.m. Like so many, like you just never got bored of all of the interesting things. So far, we haven't seen a lot of that yet.
Right. He caused controversy. He didn't wear socks. Then he was wearing socks and people always had, you know, and then he
remember he grew a beard. Nobody loved the beard.
No, see, and I like the beard. I actually quite enjoyed the beard.
I didn't love the beard.
We got to know him. So Mark needs to figure out what that looks like for him.
But we need to be open-minded.
No, I can't.
Yes, you have to be. That's only fair.
It's a little awkward. You know what? It's a little awkward with the two of them right now.
But it's not going to stay like that. They're going to figure it out. You don't think they're reading the reviews and that they know that it's a little mixed? They know. They know. Kelly Ripa's not going to let the ship go down like this.
No, I know.
Right? So hold your horses.
Okay. All right.
Take your judgment pants off.
I know. Because it's hard to be the new guy, right?
Right. It's hard to be the new guy.
I get that.
Hard to be the new kid in school.
I know.
Right? Where everybody, and then try to be popular and fit in. Right? We owe it to them. We owe it to them. We're not doing this yet. We're not giving up on them yet.
Okay. So how long do I have to like...
We'll look at it again in one more week, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm just
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we're dragging it out forever. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Right? There's Hoda and Jenna.
Oh, that's right. There is Hoda and Jenna.
However, it's not fair to just judge it already.
I mean, Hoda and Jenna are fine.
I like Hoda and Jenna.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, actually. Again, I just like their beginning.
You know what? And the thing is that, yes, Rai is on American Idol, but American Idol does not show enough of Ryan Seacrest.
No, because it's not really about him, right?
I know, but it should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Because people might tune in more. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that too, right?
You know what it is? Is they showed a picture of the three judges and Ryan was sitting in the back and it was the judges who were sitting more forward. And I'm like, and that's what I don't like about him transitioning away from Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Because he's out of your heart right now.
Right? Like he deserves to be, because I think being on that show brought him out.
Okay, but you have to remember, he chose to leave the show.
Fine, okay.
So it's kind of on him, right? Kind of on him.
He's a busy guy. I get it.
They didn't kick him out. He chose to leave. So he left a good thing. Screw you, Ryan. That's what I'm kind of at now. Now I'm mad at Ryan. Screw you. You took a good thing and you screwed it up. That's all.
Did you have to do it now? No, okay.
Right? Could there not have been like some sort of a memo go out? Could there not have been like a survey?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
I get it. Okay. So obviously we've talked about the weather, but I feel I'm going to blame someone for it.
Oh, I know where you're going.
I think you jinxed us by going sockless too soon. And that's you and all the people who switched from their winter tires to their spring summer tires. You jinxed us. The winter came. It's going to stay for at least another week. We're going to have this stupid snow. Yeah. And I blame you all. I blame you for this. I didn't get rid of my winter coat. My winter tires are still on my car. I didn't go sockless. And you were still wearing your boots. Who loves a good sockless day?
I know, right? I know.
You did it first. You screwed it up. Don't you ever do it again. If you do, I will lock you away.
Okay, fine. I got it. I got your message.
You did this, woman.
I'm not taking all of it. I'll take some. Don't you think that I woke up wondering if I did this too? Do I need you to make me feel worse than I already made myself? No, I don't actually. So back off. Back off, Samantha. Right? Just back off.
Well, you didn't wake up feeling 100 today. So.
Right? I woke up feeling 100 today. You don't even know what it's like to be 100. It's not, it's tough.
I know.
Not convinced I want to get to it, actually. Right? Just saying. I'm just saying. Do you consider yourself to be an overthinker?
In some things, yes.
I feel that I'm as I get older, I'm becoming more overthinking and more overthinkier.
Do you think it has to do with like the middle-aged like menopausal brain that comes along? Like, do you think it's like all of a sudden we're like overanalyzing everything when really we should just be setting things free? We should just set them free.
I feel? I feel I live. I feel I live my life in the stages of good, bad, or indifferent. Good, bad, or indifferent. Is it good, bad, or indifferent? That's what I feel, right? Oh, it's good. It's bad. I'm indifferent. Right?
It's good. It's bad. It's indifferent.
That's how I feel. I feel I live that. If I was to go out and get a tattoo right now, it would be good, bad, and indifferent. That's how I feel. My 53rd year seems to be ending and rolling into the next one, right? Good, bad, and indifferent. That's what I'm like. Good. Bad. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I feel indifferent. I definitely feel indifferent.
Oh my God.
What is with that?
I don't know. I think it's just the age bracket that we are, maybe.
Like, I just always feel like I'm thinking and everything. like I read something and I gotta think about it. I gotta ponder it. I gotta wonder about it. I gotta think about it. I'm like, what the hell? But why do I care? I don't care about
it,
actually.
Yeah. So I think we need to apply the theory or the thought process of how many fucks do I want to give about this?
Like, I liked not giving a lot of fucks.
Right. How many fucks do I want to give to this particular moment, thought, experience, situation, whatever it is? Yeah. And then measure your life by that. Not good, bad, or indifferent, but how many fucks do I want to give? Right.
Because I feel like my little knapsack of fucks has gotten larger. I feel it started off as a fanny pack and I just had a couple, dish them out where needed, right? Didn't have to pull them out very darn often. And then all of a sudden, now I feel like I got like a sack of them. And I'm like, apparently I have a lot of fucks to give.
Yeah, right? Don't.
I can't.
Don't.
Because then it leads me back to good, bad, or indifferent.
Right. And then you're like, because you're giving a fuck, and now you're like, gotta decide, is it good, bad, or indifferent?
And if you give a fuck once, I think people, I'm going to just whisper this quietly, I think people are going to think you always give a fuck.
Right.
And maybe I don't always give a fuck. Right?
Totally.
Like, what if I just don't give a fuck? What if I really don't care that you love your new sweater? I want you to love it. I want you to love your sweater.
Yes.
I don't need to care enough about your sweater.
No, your opinion doesn't count. That's one of the fucks you can, you don't need to give that one. You can keep
I can keep that one to myself.
You can keep that one. Yes.
Right. Then that's when I'm indifferent. Then I feel indifferent. Oh, you're right. No, I'm like, oh yeah, no, it's good. Okay. Yeah. No. And then I feel bad. And then I feel I need to give some fucks away. Right. I need to give some away and let you know that actually, you know what? It's the buttons. I am loving the buttons on the new sweater. It looks
and now
so good.
They know that you give a fuck. So now you're in a cycle. They're going to come to you all the time.
All
now,
the time. Because they think that you give
a
fuck.
Be careful who you give a fuck to.
Right. And I'm not, don't get me wrong. I don't want to be cold hearted because I do give a fuck. I live my life by giving a fuck about a lot of things.
Right.
I am that person by nature. I do care. I care. I was born caring.
We come equipped with caring.
We come equipped with caring, right? We come equipped. We can pull out caring when we need to. Mm-hmm. Right. And we don't mind. But I feel it's getting out of hand.
It's getting out of control. We got to stop it.
We got to stop it. Right? We got to stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah. Right? Got to stop.
Oh, we're going to get way too tired. And by the time we get to 55, we're like, we're done.
Done. Tapping out.
Tapping out.
I'm done.
We're not good. We're not bad. We're not indifferent. We're not giving a fuck. We're just not. It's
just
neutral.
Toast.
We're
just
neutral.
Toast. Right? Exactly. Right? Don't talk to me. That's going to be, right? Just shut up.
The hand is up and it's in a stopping motion.
Just before you say what, when my hand, there's a wrestler, The Miz, when my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. That's oh, going to be the new, it's going to be the new phrase, right? I'm going to start to adapt that. Yeah.
That's good.
You're just going to walk around with one arm up all the time.
Okay. But now I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Because I'm going to need to understand your perspective. So I'm going to maybe ask you to give a fuck.
Okay. Okay. I'll give a fuck.
Okay. What's the difference?
I come equipped with that.
Okay. What's the difference between crispy and crunchy?
Oh, there's a difference.
But what?
Between crispy and crunchy?
What's crispy? What's crunchy?
Crispy is like...
Please explain, and I would love a definition.
Okay. So crispy is, I'm going to use, to do my best for crispy, I'm going to define it as overcooked bacon. Crispy. Breaks off, pokes you in the gums, not enjoyable. Crispy. Too crispy. Too, look at my face, Samantha. Too crispy.
Yeah, I see it.
Crunchy. Different. Crunchy is still enjoyable. Crunchy is like the big crunch. Crunchy has a great sound. Crispy just disintegrates into dust. That's the difference. Crispy is overcooked. Crispy is overcooked and burnt. Uh-huh. Crunchy is, that's just perfect.
Really?
It's like years ago. Remember you, I couldn't convince you that there was a difference between mushy and gushy. But there was a big difference between mushy and gushy.
But there is no difference between mushy and gushy.
Yes, mushy is mushy. Gushy is nice. That's gushy. It's positive, right? So crispy is negative, bad, crispy. Crunchy is positive, crunchy. Positive,
crunchy.
That's what it is.
Got it. Okay.
That's the
Thank difference. You so much for explaining that to me. Is that why they, but people use crispy to describe lovely, yummy, delightful things.
Like what?
If a crispy nugget?
No, a crunchy nugget.
No.
The coating was crunchy, not crispy.
Crispy lettuce?
Crunchy.
Crispy tomatoes?
Crunchy.
No, a tomato's not crunchy.
Crispy's overcooked. A tomato's not crispy either. It's more crunchy than crispy.
But lettuce can be crisp. Yes.
It should be crunchy.
No,
I feel
it can't
crispy
be crunchy.
Means that it's been cooked. Crispy, uh-huh. in my definition, means to have overcooked. Uh-huh. To have cooked poorly. Crispy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to let you have this one because I don't care. Oh, okay. There. Look at, I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent right there. You're indifferent, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. You can be indifferent. But what about this? Be indifferent about this, shall you? Saw an ad for Shaper Mitt.
Uh-huh.
It smooths out your silhouette, Samantha.
There's a lot of things that do that, Lisa.
Like, you just tuck your silhouette in and then you're smooth.
But have we not had this conversation before when we're not sure where the fat goes when you put it in the scuba suit?
I know, but it seems that when it's just about smoothing out your silhouette, it must do something special to it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I don't know what, other than probably not make you breathe.
I don't know. Or I'm willing to try, I think.
Depending where the fat is getting placed, all of a sudden you have 5 boobs instead of 2.
I don't know. Doesn't look like that. None of that appears. Every time, and it doesn't show that in the commercial.
Because nobody who is a true plus size person is trying on Shaper Mint.
I don't know. They look like bigger girls.
I think it's a lie.
Can you try some?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'll try some with you.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't do that shit. Lisa, I don't do that shit anymore.
I'm willing to do it.
Then go ahead.
I want to know. I need to know.
Get your scuba suit on, Lisa.
I'm curious to know if it. I need to know what shaping of the silhouette is all about.
It smooths you out so that when you wear a dress, you're not bumpy and lumpy. Do you wear? I'm not going to wear a
dress. Is it only for a dress?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm not going to wear a dress.
You're going to look so. Your skinny legs will look so much better.
Maybe they're going to be a little bit bigger. Maybe that's where my fat's going to go is to my legs.
You know what the beauty of that suit will be is that it will make your flat ass fatter, like right. flatter, and the front part that you don't love and you're a little tire is just going to somehow morph into like another, like, I don't know, like where are you,
like,
pushing?
Am I gonna get like another chin or something?
You might, like the might, like, does it push the fat up or down? Like, it's hard to say.
Well, hey, I'm okay if it wants to push it down.
Yeah, because then it can go into your skinny little legs. So that right, would be helpful.
So it might be worth a try. Samantha. That's all I'm gonna say about that now, okay? Right? That's all I'm going to say. It might be worth a try.
All right. Give the scuba suit a try, Lisa.
I'm going to try a scuba suit. I think I'm going to try a scuba suit.
Oh, okay. But you know what? You know what I think is underrated? Breakfast for supper.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Right?
I agree.
And like, are eggs typically only a breakfast item?
They seem to be.
Right. Like, right? You're not throwing egg. You're not throwing an egg onto like a pasta or like a rice thing. Well, unless you're eating a ramen bowl. Those are really good.
But you're also not like just whipping up an omelet for supper.
You should, though. It's really good for you.
You should. It's really good for you. And I love omelets, right? Like I love an egg for supper. Like eggs, like, or even like a scrambled egg sandwich. Yum.
Yum.
Right? We buy eggs, and then all I hear from Mike is, are you going to use those eggs? I know, right? Because if I don't want them for breakfast, then they have no real use.
Right. So start having them for supper.
Well, he doesn't like eggs for supper.
Well, just make it for you and you can give him his half, you know, cow supper later.
We may have to try that. But I agree. I think that more breakfast for, like, when we were growing up, we had breakfast for supper.
Me too.
We always like had like once a week there was like pancakes and sausage or pancakes and bacon or something, right?
Delightful.
I don't know why it doesn't have to just be on Shrove Tuesday. Doesn't have to just be on Pancake Tuesday, people.
How do you throw that out there, Shrove Tuesday? Right? Do you even know what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the day that you eat pancakes. That's Pancake Tuesday.
But that's got nothing to do with eggs.
I know, but it's a breakfast item, right?
Okay.
Pancakes, right?
Got it.
So you could have some eggs with it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Makes total sense, Lisa.
Total sense, Samantha.
Uh-huh. You know what makes total sense? Is we went a little rogue with our Facebook Tuesday.
We did.
And we had a clear winner of all where all the hatred landed on.
On you.
No, I don't like American Idol. So I'm okay with
that.
It
was your pick.
I told you about American Idol. I don't watch it, Lisa. So it didn't hurt my
favorite. I said pick your favorite shows.
I didn't pick my favorite shows. I just picked shows.
Well, your first choices were bad. I'm like, okay, so I've never heard of them, and how are we going to do this Facebook Tuesday?
Whatever, I told you what
Shirley,
I like.
Shirley, to God, and yes, I'm calling on Shirley. Shirley, to God, when I send you a text at 7:30 on Tuesday evening, you must know where I'm kind of going
with
it.
On Monday evening.
Oh, Monday evening. You must know where I'm kind of going with it. Maybe. And I felt you did not.
Oh, calm down.
I'm just saying, they hated American Idol.
They hated American Idol.
Hated it so much.
So much. It's right? Like, bye. See you later.
But beef dips were yours and they weren't a fan.
Well, no, they were not a fan of that. That's okay. That doesn't hurt my
And they
feelings.
Didn't like my KD.
No, people did not like your fake macaroni and cheese.
And some people didn't like my chicken parm.
I know.
I was really surprised that people didn't like chicken parm.
Not everybody does.
It's just chicken parm, people. I know. Right? It's just chicken parm.
It is just chicken parm.
I didn't really get that, but that was a lot of fun.
It was. You know, I think mixing things up a little bit, Lisa, you're kind of, you know, you're, well, they really hated us last week because we threw out some good stuff and they were like, right? No, I don't want to give anything.
I'm not doing that. And then, and then some people this week were like, too easy. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Right.
All
right, good
to know.
So we have some exciting news coming up, friends of the podcast.
We do.
Samantha, take it away.
In 2 weeks' time, we're going to have our episode will be dedicated to Joanna, who is a TikTok sensation and influencer. Her name is Unlearn16 on TikTok.
Go watch her stuff, guys.
Yeah, she's really good. She's very funny. Great insight into like
everything. She's a school teacher, and she's a Blue Jays fan.
Gotta like that.
Girl after my own heart right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So right. we're gonna interview her, and we're gonna throw it out to the world for you guys to listen to.
We're gonna pick her brain a bit. But you need to follow her on all of her socials, because she has so much to share with people, and without coming across as being bossy and know-it-all-y or anything, right? It's just her perspective and her amazing ways with how she speaks and her words. It's like, oh my God, hook, line, and sinker, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be really exciting. And you know what? Really? We don't do guests very often, Samantha.
No, we do not.
Right?
Because everybody just look immature. So
right? Makes us
stay away from it.
And she's probably going to make us look dumb, right? Because she's, I think, really, really smart.
I think she's very, very smart too.
I think she's very, very smart. But that's okay. We're going to do our best to keep up with her. And we just thought, hey, let's see if she wants to do our show. And she said, yeah. And then that's good enough for us.
Well, hopefully we'll entertain her, so that'll be,
if nothing else, right?
Yes.
I don't think we can wow her with our with our intellect. I think she's already, I think she comes pretty wowed.
I think she can, yeah, she comes well equipped with that,
right? She brings the wow. She brings the wow. So we're looking forward to that. Forward to that. Definitely. Okay, so here's something new. That's, it's not new, but it's just breaking. It seemed to cause a lot of controversy, and I just wanted to address it because I didn't know if I had understood all of it, because I couldn't understand what the hell the issue was. So Dylan Mulvaney, right? Influencer, right?
She is.
What was it that she just did?
She was, I believe she did a Bud Light campaign where she was on a Bud Light can. She was on the can.
And, yeah, she was on the can.
Yeah, Dylan Mulvaney is a transgender woman and is a huge influencer, massive platform. Just did this Broadway show where she celebrated 365 days of womanhood. Yeah. And
so amazing.
Yeah, really, really amazing influencer, incredibly light and happy and, you know, just spreading some joy throughout the world and trying to, you know, educate people along the way with what it's like to be a transgender woman.
And share her story too, right?
Yeah, and share her story. Right. And caused a huge, huge reaction with a portion of the U.S. population who didn't appreciate
what Budweiser did.
On a
beer can.
Yeah.
And
it seemed totally a little silly.
And ignorant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, totally. And I guess what stunned me was that we're still living this bullshit.
You know, there is, like, the reaction to it was just over the top. It was just
so over the top and kind of embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, come on. And I mean, and I'm not just blaming America. This reaction is everywhere. We know that. We know it fills our societies, right? It divides our nations. We know this. But when Samantha, we gotta do better, right?
Well, I would think that we could have a little more tolerance for someone who's just trying to find themselves as a person
and live
her best life,
right?
And
she's totally doing that.
She's not harming anyone. She just simply did. She was asked.
Bud Light came to her,
right? They came to her with an opportunity. She chose to take the opportunity.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. And no offense, but if you need to use an AK-47 rifle to blow up some Bud Light cans, I think that speaks more to you than to anything, you know, Dylan Mulvaney will be doing in her life.
Right. And don't try and convince me that that's, again, not a huge big part of the problem in society, right? Is that very type of reaction.
It's that percentage of the population that feels threatened by something like this. And this is how they react to it. It's like that speaks more to them and their inability to cope with the world and what society, how society's sort of, you know, rolling
shame,
out.
Shame. You should be ashamed, right? Like, do better.
Yeah.
Do better, so, right? We can't, we got to move, we got to do better than this, right? It just, it frustrated me. So I just wanted to touch on it, Samantha.
I think if we just learned to listen to one another and have a little patience with each other and maybe learn what's happening with particular people, you know, instead of making quick judgments.
Yeah. And it's like we've said a million times on our podcast, why can't we just love people? Why can't we just love? Mm-hmm. Can't we just be good people and just love people and not get so wrapped up in everything else, all the negative that people need to bring into everything? Like, I don't know. I shake my head at that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You know,
I wouldn't want anyone to feel like their life is threatened just because they have an opportunity presented to them from a big, large company like Bud Light.
Yeah. Like how Budweiser. Crazy is that?
And by the way, Budweiser is not American. It's Belgian.
Right. Exactly. Right. But it's just crazy.
It's crazy. A little bit weird.
Yeah,
but Lisa,
we got it. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Yes, you have bigger fish to fry in your world.
I got some big fish to fry.
Because it's a big deal for you.
Totally.
How's the coronation prep going?
Well, it's coming. It's good. It's good, right? We're getting into it. Just, you know, like it's a little bit different than what I imagined the Queen's was, because I feel that a lot of the world doesn't care quite as much. And
no.
I think that people should care, because again, it's a once in a lifetime thing. Uh-huh. Right. Most of us weren't alive for the Queen's coronation. I get people are torn and I don't love Charles, blah, 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 blah. I get that. Right. Mm-hmm. But again, right, if you're a royal family fan, then you're going to start wanting to get excited about this event in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, he's waited a really long time to be king.
Oh my God, let him do his job.
Yeah. So, and I believe the rumor is that he will do what his mother did, the queen, and yes. He will do it for his life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for the most part, that's what they do.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they can make a choice, but I think that's, mm-hmm. I think once you get that job title, I think the expectation is.
I think Prince William is going to be old by the time he takes the throne.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's not, I don't think Charles is going anywhere yet.
No, he seems pretty spry.
Yeah. Right. If he's anything like his mom, he's got probably almost 30 more years left to go.
Probably.
So yeah. William will be 75 by the time he becomes the king.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because Charles, he's had an interesting life, and nobody wanted to sing in his coronation. Everybody was saying no.
Yeah.
And now it's Katy Perry.
Now it's Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. It's the cast of American Idol.
American Idol.
Right? So, I don't know. I don't know. I think people just didn't want to touch it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, like, I don't know. Like, you can't deny that he is going to be king. Yeah. You can't, like, whether you agree with it or not agree with it. And really, as a Canadian, it affects us only because we are part of the monarchy.
Yeah, we're
part of the Commonwealth. It doesn't affect the United States because they don't recognize the UK like that. So, you know, and I guess the people of the UK, like, how do you feel about it? Do you want another? Do you want some more people sitting on the throne? And
yeah, like, right? It really affects them more.
Yeah, it totally does.
So it'll be interesting. I'll be excited. I'll be excited, Samantha, for sure.
Are you going to make your little fascinator again?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. And I'll challenge my sister Linda to make one too. Right? The pie plate fascinator.
Are you taking the day off?
Well, okay. So I just come back from my trip to Ontario the day before. So it's on a Saturday.
Oh, good.
So it works out Works out well. Absolutely. But you know what we did? I guess, guess what I did? I wonder if I may have pushed Galen Weston in front of the moving train.
Yeah, I think he did. We did something, right. Lisa.
Right. We talked about it on our podcast last week. Yeah. And now he got fired. Are we that influential and just nobody's told us?
I think so.
And no, and like they just forgot to kind of fill us in on, hey, you two, talk about influence, right? You just got the president of Loblaws fired.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right. Because we talked about him getting a big bonus and how we weren't happy with that. And apparently neither was Loblaws. Right. So.
And now we're going to get, I believe, a Danish retail executive is going to be taken over.
Yeah, so we'll see what that's about. So, dear Galen, sorry. Don't mess with I shake my head.
I don't think he's giving back his bonus, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's a severance package.
Oh, yeah.
I would think, right?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Don't cry for me, Argentina, is basically how we're going.
I think he's just fine. I think he's just fine.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. We can work. It's, you know, President's Choice still exists without him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so apparently Tim Hortons, who we all love, did a survey asking what old faves they wish would come back. And there apparently has been a few winners.
Yeah, and apparently there's a little controversy with it too.
Oh, because it's the chocolate walnut crunch.
What the fuck is that? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I have never eaten it, but I know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, chocolate walnut crunch. It's like a rectangle.
Like a Long John? Does it look like a Long John?
Yeah, but shorter and maybe a little fatter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's coming back.
Is that? Oh, really?
That one. That beat out the Dutchie.
Really? Oh, you like the Dutchie.
Because the Dutchie's not coming back.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
It's the walnut crunch that they're bringing
back. But apparently they're going to bring back the bread bowl.
Well, are they bringing it back or were these just runners up?
Oh, maybe they were runners up then.
I think they might just be runner ups.
You know what? They could have brought back the French toast bagel. That would have been good.
That was a good bagel.
That was a good bagel.
That was good. But yeah. You know what? The bread bowl was really good too.
So it was too. Only after you ate the soup.
Yeah, after you ate the soup. But the French toast bagel and they should have brought back the Dutchie. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I don't know. What's going on?
I don't know. You know what else isn't making sense to me? This happened at my work this week. This isn't making sense to me. It made me think that we have a problem with canned meat. I feel, even though we love tuna and salmon, I think we need to blanket it all, and I think we need to ban canned meat.
What?
I think we can't have canned meat anymore. Oh. It's not right to eat meat from a can.
Why?
It's just not right.
Did you witness something? Like
I didn't know. I just heard about it. I heard about it, and it was not right.
Okay, so what did you hear about canned meat?
My boss, you know what she had for lunch the other day?
I can only imagine.
She took canned oysters.
Oh.
Mushed them up with cream cheese.
Oh.
And put them on crackers.
That seems
like everything needs to be banned. I feel we've gone too far.
So because she ate oysters out of a can with a little bit of cream cheese mixed in, you think all canned meat except for tuna and salmon.
Except I think we're going to leave just tuna and salmon.
Okay.
The rest has to go.
I think you're insane. Because I just ate.
Do you eat oysters in a can?
No, I don't eat oysters. No. Oh. But like I just ate something that I found at Sobeys called tuna pate, and it had olives in it. So good. So but
that's
good.
Not like, that's not normal tuna.
No, but it's tuna pate. Oh, it's just delightful.
But you like pate, right? And was it in a can?
Yeah, it was in a can.
That sounds gross. It sounds like it's weenies so in a can, good. Vienna sausages in a can. Did it have that layer of like...
Nope. It didn't.
No, I don't believe
it.
No,
it didn't. But I also don't mind chicken in a can or ham, the flakes of ham or the flakes of chicken.
I know you're kind of, I feel you're up there with my boss not minding canned meat and canned protein. Canned protein. We're looking for canned protein.
Canned protein.
I need canned protein, everybody.
At least I don't eat Spam.
But you're close. You're really, really close. I feel you could teeter.
Don't, okay. Can you honestly say you never ate Spam?
Never have I had Spam, ever. Or Spork, or any of that.
Okay, but you've eaten bologna.
Yeah, I ate bologna.
It's very much the same thing.
And then when I learned better, I stopped and didn't consider it to be the same as a wiener. Right?
It's still the same thing.
It's exempt. The wiener's exempt. The wiener's different.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
It's different. Hey, did your mom ever make hamburger goulash?
No.
Never?
No.
Friends of the podcast, I'm going to ask this on a Sunday because I think a lot of moms did. My mom did. She called it garbage, though. So it's macaroni noodles, ground beef, stewed tomatoes.
Oh, I don't call that goulash.
What do you call it?
I don't know, but we don't call that goulash.
It's called, technically, it's called hamburger goulash.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because every 70s kid grew up with that.
Right. And it was good.
Yeah, because it's just stewed tomatoes, hamburger, noodle.
Hamburger and noodles.
You just ate it, like, and then you just put some ketchup on it.
You always put ketchup on it for some weird reason.
Yeah.
Ketchup went on it, right?
Yeah. No, I remember that.
My mom called it garbage. But I think, like, we still eat it. Mike and I will still make it sometimes. I don't mind it.
You put frozen vegetables in it, though?
No. Mm. I don't. Mm-hmm. Nope. I just keep it to those three ingredients.
Okay, then what do you season your hamburger with then?
Like some onion salts and a little bit of garlic. That's it. Because those are the two, right? Those are the two you got to have. Why, what would you season it with?
No, that makes sense.
No, yeah. You would do some seasoning salt because that's the Sperling special, right? Every Sperling has a lifetime supply of Lowry's seasoning salt close by.
Totally.
Right? Everything gets a little bit of that.
Of course.
Yeah. So I would do that. I would do that.
All right.
So funny. So I got a message. This is kind of fun. I got a message on our Instagram the other night from a friend of the podcast, Tina Greenwood. Mm-hmm. And she is a big baseball fan like myself. But her team is the Houston Astros, which I will say as of to this minute as we record, they did kick the Blue Jays' ass 2 games. And we only won one. And she sent me a message saying, hey, it's our baseball season. And technically, at that point, I think my team was doing better than her team. But now I just wanted to give her props because her team was the better team.
Oh.
So that was kind of fun, kind of cool to have that interaction. Like to think that, you know, she's wherever she lives and that I just popped into her mind because she's watching a baseball game.
Yes, because you're a big baseball fan.
Totally. Even though right now it's Boo Jays.
It's Boo Jays.
Boo Jays. Toronto Boo Jays. That's who they are right now. Right? So that was kind of cool. Yeah. I just wanted to give her a little shout out.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
I know that you have a certain type of teeth.
Uh-huh.
Can you eat beef jerky?
I can. Possible? Would I eat?
Because would it be like, because jerky's hard, man. Like it's,
like I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't chance it.
No?
No. Well, I don't want to eat like the sole of your shoe. No.
that's basically what jerky is. It's the sole of your shoe.
No, I wouldn't. I feel it would be like pretzels, right? Like I want to lick it. I want to lick it. I want to lick this. I want to suck on it, maybe. I want to suckle it or something like that, right? Suck on it to get the flavor. But I don't want to actually put the work in to eat it.
Well, because, you know, I'm funny. Have you ever eaten jerky?
Maybe not.
I'm surprised you haven't because it has a lot of salt.
And I like salt. But,
well, that's why I'm
saying. But it seems like it's a lot of work to eat that, right? And, you know, I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Right? So I'd get probably tired of it and I'd be like, I'm over it.
Well, and it's hard on your teeth.
Yeah, right? So I don't think it's a food for me.
Well, because there's a Dorito flavored beef jerky. So I was just wondering if you would ever taste
it. I would lick it.
You would lick
it. I would suck on that. I would suck on that to get the taste and the flavoring. Because I think some of it has really good flavor. So I think I could suck on it, but I wouldn't chew it.
You wouldn't chew it.
No, I wouldn't chew it.
Suck on it like a vampire, right? To get all the salt out.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Right. Just like, suck on that shit. Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, that's super weird, but sure.
Well, I'm super weird. Look what I just said about pretzels, right? Like licking my finger tasted better than eating the pretzel, right? The seasoning dust on my hand was more enjoyable.
That's true.
Right? So
very true.
You're saying, right?
All right, Lisa, so what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head at all of the stories that people told me about what a mouse can do. People said that a mouse's body, that they can collapse their bones so they can get into places like that are the size of a dime.
Yeah.
Like, I shake my head at why we need mice to be that crafty. Right? Like I shake my head at that.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like I feel that there's no challenge for the mouse. If he can become the size of a dime and get in someplace, because he certainly was bigger than a dime. Right?
I'm curious so, how that little guy got into your house.
There's a little hole in the baseboard, just a little tiny hole that Mike has to fill up.
Get out.
Yeah, they just, because he's probably been gnawing through it. Generations have probably just been chewing their way through the walls. How do mice get in walls, right? Because like in houses and stuff, mice are always in there. Right? They're weird. So I'm shaking my head at my whole mouse debacle still.
Oh my God. You're going to have pets soon.
I hope not. I'm not looking to, I need my fake cat to step up.
Uh-huh. You do. Right? Too bad it's fake.
She needs to do a better job. What about you? What are you shaking your head at this week?
I'm shaking my head at the pet owners that don't train their dogs to not bark at every noise they hear.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a bad dog.
Yeah. Just like I'm walking into my building. I'm not anywhere near the dog.
Right,
I am
they just hear a noise.
I am down the hallway from that dog.
But they hear you.
They heard the door.
Yep.
And all I'm thinking is, your owner is not home. You need to be quiet. You have not been trained to be quiet. So I'm not going to hate you, dog. I'm gonna not be excited about your owner.
Right.
I'm going to think your owner has not spent time with you. Yeah. You are lonely. You need a friend.
You need a friend.
You need a friend.
And then that goes back to then, why are we buying friends for pets?
Right.
Like how many single kids were born? How many people didn't have siblings and didn't get a sibling? Didn't matter how much you needed a sibling, you're not getting another sibling. Uh-huh. It's just you, so deal with it. Uh-huh. Right? But when it's your pet, we'll buy you a friend. We're going to buy you a labradoodle so you can play.
Oh, yes.
Right? I would shake my head at that too.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have two dogs? Well, my dog needed a friend.
Needed a friend. I wasn't looking for two dogs. It just needed a friend.
It just needed a friend.
Yeah.
You know what would be better? If it was a dog and a cat, because then it's at least, you know, you have some like.
Yeah. Like that's a little more exciting in my opinion. Yeah. I would go with that too.
Yeah. I don't know.
I shake my head at that too, Samantha.
It just bothers me that owners don't realize you should train your dog. Get your dog. Love your dog. Train your dog.
Train your dog. Like follow
through. Dogs need to be trained.
Follow through.
Yep. Follow through is good.
Absolutely.
Speaking from someone who has always had a cat.
Right. And you had a bad cat.
I speak with no authority.
Right. On dogs. However.
It's just my observation.
Right. Good thing. Thank you for clarifying that.
All right, guys, you know how to connect with us, but I'm going to tell you anyways. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And all you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. And boom, there we are. So join us. Whichever social media you like to play on, we're going to be there. And you talk to us, we'll talk to you. So just remember that. We do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, and it's 23 degrees in New Jersey right now. So
wow, hey, I'm going to Ottawa the end of next week for my kid sister's 50th birthday, and I saw what the weather's supposed to be, and it doesn't look very nice. And that's May, so I said to her, I said like, can you order the weather? Can you order some good weather? She messaged back this morning saying, I ordered the weather, but it came back saying it's on back order. I'm like, of course it is. Of course it is. Right. That would be my luck.
Well, because you're the jinx. So you're going to bring the winter squall with you.
Apparently. Right. Apparently I'm bringing some winter with me.
Yes, so. You are.
And you know what, friends of the podcast, stay tuned next week when you hear all about how Lisa and Sam's shopping adventure goes this Saturday.
Oh,
okay. Just sprung it on her.
Yep.
But I gave us a timeline. Right. So I thought that would be okay, right? That's better. Exactly. That's right. Samantha, anything else this week?
No, that's good for me.
That's good for me too. All right, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.